This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
Hardcore military.
Good morning.
Vietnam was going to be very different from the United States of America. Except for all the beer cans and the barbecue, it was.
Get the fuck out of the hole! Move!
What's up, everybody? Big Bay here for episode number 75 of the Bay Podcast. So I'm a solo act today because everyone should be busy working on getting ready for the event. So first off, I want to thank everybody who signed up for the meal pass. We did the provisions run yesterday, Strasburger and I, and we were just under budget, which is not the best. But it's good for everybody because there's no reason anyone should complain that we did not have enough food. So, thanks again to everyone who purchased the meal pass. So, we got some good stuff ready for you guys each day, starting Sunday to Thursday, with Thursday night's dinner being the Broken Arrow, meal for everybody. But yeah, we'll have a breakfast, light lunch, a snack, maybe a soda and a bag of chips or something left over from the morning or the night before. And then a nice dinner every night, Sunday to Wednesday for the meal pass guys. Then, like I said before, Thursday will be the meal for everybody, which will be like a New Year's meal, since that's what the day is that the event takes place on. All right, so the next topic is stirring the pot, and since I'm a solo act today, I get to choose the subject, and it's going to be regarding the base for the GIs. And what I think people fail to realize that the base is supplemental to the event. It's not really, it's an extra thing. It's a big thing, but the guys, the staff, the core staff that come every year early to set the base up, they do it because they want the base. So I think, this year we need to eat that shit a little bit, but we're working on a new policy for the future. But if guys need to come help with the base if they want it. Every year it's detrimental to this core staff that arrive early on that Saturday and are at the storage unit, unloading the storage unit onto the truck. And when it comes time to now enjoy the event, they're just dead tired or miserable. So we really need more hands on deck. And this year is big because we have a skeleton crew. We just don't have enough people. So we're going to deal with it. We're going to struggle with what we have to work with, but it's going to change policies in the future. We just have to. And I think, like I said, the base was always supplemental. It was something that we did because we wanted to. It's tough from my point of view. It's like, yeah, just because I'm doing something doesn't mean I'm doing it for the base, the event all the time. Sometimes I'm doing it for myself. And a guy like good example is maybe Sabia, right? Sabia does a lot of stuff for the event as a whole, for Bay. But then he will set up his own tent and set it up and make it comfortable. And he's doing that for himself. And he's bringing his own tent. He's bringing his own interior decorations and whatnot. And people need to realize there's a split. He does, stuff for the PX and he's doing stuff for himself. So me, when obviously it's a selling point that we have this awesome base and it's great and everyone loves it and everyone has fun when they show up. But I'm still doing it because I want to. But if it's just killing my experience and I'm going to end up not wanting to do it, then the base is just not going to happen. And then it'll be, everyone's showing up Wednesday and maybe you'll have a place to sleep and then it's just patrolling the whole event. So with that said, I'm sorry if I sound like I'm bitching. Maybe I kind of am, but we just need help. And if everyone's on board with wanting the base like we have had for the last 5-6 years, then we need guys to step up and help out. You don't have to be on staff. You could be a regular Joe. I get it. This year, there's a lot of new guys, so they haven't experienced the base and they haven't seen what was behind it, so they can't really relate. And maybe next year they'll step up and be like, that was awesome. I don't want that to never not happen again. And that's not to say, like, next year, let's say we don't have the base or whatever, the event's still going to go on and maybe we'll go back to the earlier formats of like the first Junction City and the first MacArthur, where it was really heavy patrolling and that's what people want. It is a big ask. I get it that guys don't want to take the PTO off. But people are doing it and they're doing it at a detriment to their experience. So like I said, it's something that we're going to have to look into after this year. This year, like I said earlier, we're probably going to have to eat the shit a little bit and that skeleton crew is just going to have to suffer. But you guys need to realize, and even for the NVA side as well, that base is being built because we want to do it. The NVA, if they want a camp, a nice camp that's comparable to the GIs, they need to do it. You guys need to come early and do it. Showing up Thursday night and scrambling to figure out your gear Friday morning when step off is at 10 a.m., you're not gonna have a camp. You're gonna have a cover over your hammock and hope that you don't get wet. So it's kind of, you got to put in what you get out of it. And so far the last few years, it's not fully 100% because it's you know, five or six guys putting in all of that for everyone else. So kind of needs to change. We need to change. We need to look at that. We'll discuss that more after the event, probably on the Good Vibations podcast episode, where we have a few more guys talking about that. All right. So sorry if it was a bitch fest. I've been in the middle. I just spent 12 hours yesterday working with Strasburger, spent all morning working on stuff. And that's not to mention all the stuff I've been catching up on after being out of commission for a few months. But yeah, I just been putting a lot of work in on this event. So I hope everyone does enjoy it and doesn't take it as a negative. It's just me trying to improve everyone's experience, including staff, the most dedicated guys to the cause and what we're trying to do here with Broken Hour Events. Okay. Next topic is the FAQ. And we had a new guy ask this question, and it was, can we bring a chair and can it be a lawn chair or whatever? And my answer to him was yes, definitely bring a chair. There's kind of an unwritten rule nowadays with the chairs that don't sit in someone else's chair because most often than not, guys are breaking people's chairs. Whether it's an old chair or it's something that's not as strong and sturdy, we have a lot of big boys going to the event. So the unwritten rule on base is bring your own chair if you want to sit on a chair. If not, don't grab someone's chair. I've had like 1960s era stools left out in the rain and ruined because someone just saw one in my tent and took it to sit down. I'm not the only one. I've seen guys fall through the lawn chairs, you know, the woven lawn chairs, and just get up and go sit in another one. We can't be doing that. If bring your own chair. I recommend the cheap metal ones, like either black or gray from Walmart, which are really cheap. Like I want to say they're like 14 to 20 bucks and they'll serve you well. I that's what I usually bring now. But definitely bring your own chair. Obviously like the talk and stuff will have chairs provided for the crew that's sitting and watching the radio all night. We plan to have the picnic benches like we did last year in the team house in the Viper this year, but it's nice to have a chair just like even at your bunk, you know, the cot, you can sit on the cot and that kind of thing, but having a chair definitely helps. So can you bring a chair? Yes. Does it need to be period correct? Yes. Either a metal chair or one of those old school lawn chairs, big time. The other rule is don't sit in someone else's chair unless you have permission. All right. I brought two things that sound whiny, so I'm going to move on to something that sounds holly and jolly, which is the Christmas party. That's going to be Wednesday the 30th. So within our world, it's December 25th, 1970, so it's Christmas Day. The big plan is we're having a Christmas party, and we have a Christmas swap same thing that we did a few years ago. So bring a $20 item wrapped, and it should be period. So we had guys bring Playboys and wrap them, you know, $20 worth of vintage Playboys, or I'm trying to think what else guys put in, books, records, get creative. The PX will be open all week, so if you want to find something in the PX, PX item, and wrap that, that's awesome. I believe Cassidy came up with the idea and he recommended that. I think that's a great idea. So do something like that. And we have decorations. Strasburger and I were working on something cool for the bar yesterday, and I finished it up this morning. I didn't finish it up this morning. I finished a part of it this morning, but there's a lot going into the Christmas party and the Bamboo Viper in itself. So Wednesday is going to be a really fun day. Try to get there early. We'll have a few things going on during the day. The Christmas party is probably going to be in the late afternoon. We have like a Christmas dinner for the Meal Pass guys, and then the parties after that. There's no movie that night, but we have stuff going on during the day. Usually Wednesday, the last few years has been like our let's finish the touches of the base. So, you know, any loose stakes or poles are getting cleaned up if they haven't been on Tuesday. We had some Vietnam games, like Vietnamese traditional games and stuff like that. Last year, we'll probably do that on Wednesday, like a tug of war. We had the Nam Con game, which everyone was calling Vietnamese Quidditch. Probably do something like that. Show up. I mean, ideally, you guys are already there on Monday or even Sunday this year to help us unpack the trailer and start placing the tents down. All right, so let's talk about the winners of the Power Base sweepstakes. This is really just for me to have a reminder of who won. I would hope that all the winners did watch the stream of the Power Base sweepstakes. It's the first time we did it that way. And I had a lot of fun recording that with Ferrucci. Ferrucci put up the money for a lot of stuff, as well as Bay and myself. So I had a lot of fun with him doing this the whole year, and we'll do it again next year. The Power Base sweepstakes, will come up with other prizes maybe. So I want to congratulate all the winners. So winner of the Bay Tourniquet was Victor Kruger. The Bay Watch was Aiden Green. The two times carabiners was Joe Sabia, but he's going to gift them to Adam Madden. The Bay Condo School, which is something that I'm going to talk about in the next episode. Tony Antonucci won that. The Bay T-shirt of their choice at the PX this year at Green Lightning is Zachary Boylan. The M1 Steel Pot is Chris Cassidy. And the big prize at Tokyo Marui M16A1 was Andrew Marshall. So congratulations to those winners. I hope you guys know that you won and watched the stream. But if you didn't and you're a podcast listener, there you go. Now you have noticed that you won something. All right. So this is my last minute reminder that I try to do every year. Make sure you guys are hydrating. You should have been already hydrating, but if you're starting right when you're listening to this, start drinking water. Get used to the heat. Get used to walking around outside. Definitely try, like honestly, think about this. Think about it this way, because this is what you're going to be primarily drinking out of all week or all the entire time you're there. Try to drink minimum 4 to 5 canteens a day. Should be more, but if you're starting with that and you're not sweating too much, that's probably a decent amount. And pay attention to how much you're peeing. You should be peeing, it was almost like 3 liters of water a day you should be peeing close to. So that's it's not so much how much water you're intaking, it's how much your body is processing that liquid and pissing it out. Make sure your equipment is ready and fits. So yeah, wear your helmet. Make sure your helmet is ready, because it is a pain in the ass to adjust. So get it done now. Make sure your boots are broken in. Make sure your web belt fits. I kind of made the mistake of adjusting my web belt right before the Mobile Gorilla Force event, and it didn't sit right with me. I was trying to adjust it based on wearing the tropical, and I just didn't like it the entire time. But I was like, fuck it, I can't mess with it too much in the middle of this. I had time, but it wasn't a priority to me. But yeah, it did affect my experience a little bit. So yeah, I made a mistake. So get that kind of stuff ready to go. And then the other thing is, come early and help us. With that said, if you are interested in coming early on Sunday now, the original plan was Saturday, but we have A, a lot of guys injured, B, B, a lot of guys just couldn't make it on Saturday. So Sunday is the day that we're going up there and bringing all of the equipment. So we're one day behind in our original plan. So we have to hit the ground running. So we really need all hands on deck on Sunday. So if you can make it on Sunday and stay the whole week, that's fucking awesome. We will make it worth your while. You'll have fun. We're making a lot of changes for next year in terms of policy of what staff is doing and honestly just staff in general. So if you really are interested in joining the team and helping out and being more than just an attendee, this is kind of your time to shine and let us know, like, hey, I want to be part of the group. I want to be part of the community and help out and go to more events and present ideas. So, I mean, if you ask anybody, yeah, I'm pretty set in my ways. A lot of like, because I'm more of like, I'd rather come up with the idea and do it. But if someone has an idea, I'm usually all for it. I'm usually all for the idea. You know, you got to do it though. You can't just come up with ideas and expect someone else to do it. So that's my thing. So I really try to make this whole community a tight knit thing. It's, yeah, I get it. You go to other events, you have other interests, but overall the core group is like a club or a group of friends, I hope. But we're looking to expand. We need fresh blood. I think there's some guys that aren't interested or moved on that they're not going to be back next year. So we just need to replenish the ranks here a little bit. So with that said, guys, I can't wait to see everybody in the Bad Bush. Celebrate make-believe Christmas in the summer with you guys. And getting ready to come correct. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Bye.
If you don't come correct, I'm going to find you.